We had landed in Maui. It was terrific. We had got all of our things prepared for the beach that you would. My husband had gone out and set up our SPF tent. I had covered Jake in a SPF 70 sunscreen as well, with a little bit of zinc in there, and put on a hat and his SPF clothing, and we went to the beach.
If heaven was an hour, it would be twilight. When the fireflies start their dancing on the lawn.
We relaxed in the sun and we sat. I had a sickening feeling. We needed to leave. We went back to our condo.
And everybody's working day.
Put our baby in a bath because he had sunscreen on him. Put him down for a nap and he woke up screaming. We went into his room and his eyes were swollen shut and his face was swollen to where he was unrecognizable and could barely breathe.
Everything I wanted was out there waiting.
His face was red. It was covered in blisters. We went to the Maui General Hospital and he had third degree sunburns.
Don't cry a tear for me now, baby. There comes a time we all must say goodbye.
And how could we have left our child in the sun for hours upon hours? I had that mental note. I knew we were on the beach for 7 to 8 minutes. We came home immediately, called the team at the children's hospital, and we told them what happened. The whole exome sequencing had been sent to Blueprint Labs in Finland, and the mystery continued. We sat in a dark area of limbo, not knowing what we did wrong for December and January. February 11, we get a phone call from the metabolics team saying his whole exome sequencing results are back.
If heaven was a pie, it would be cherry.
Dr. Rebecca Sparks and Dr. Chris Smith was with her, and they had shared that Jacob is ERCC1 deficient. Jacob is believed to be the first in Canada. The symptoms of ERCC1 deficiency were everything we were experiencing with Jacob. It was described to us as photosensitivity to light, to sunlight, to UVA and UVB specifically. We now had our answer for Maui. We as parents did not do anything wrong. So a really easy way to explain it is Jacob ages faster than we do. ERCC1, it's responsible for repairing kidneys and the liver, the eyes, the ears, the skin, the brain. It means that his body can't repair itself.
Don't cry a tear for me now, baby. There comes a time we all must say goodbye.
Jacob's kidneys and liver, eyes, ears, and specifically his skin, age approximately 10 times faster than the rest of us. Our home has been coated in UVA, UVB protected films. Our vehicles have also been coated in it. All of the electronics and light bulbs in our home do not emit any UVA or UVB. He wears lots of sunglasses. He loves his sunglasses. There's lots of hats in our world, and all of his clothes have a UVA, UVB protective layer. And then when we do go out, there's UVA, UVB tents that we can keep him in. So ERCC1 deficiency comes with it a very limited life expectancy. And as a family, your life changes after you purchase a burial plot for your child.
Don't cry a tear for me now,
the
baby.
Core as to who you are changes.
Time, we all must say goodbye.
What becomes important changes. Learning that we have limited time with Jacob is the best gift we've ever been given. The best gift.
I ain't afraid to die.
It allows us to plan and it allows us to savor. If we didn't have this diagnosis, we may have squandered time. Jacob's limited life expectancy, he could have ended as a medical mystery. Because of the children's hospital, of the metabolics team, of Rebecca Sparks' team, his limited life is going to be spent as a pioneer. yes, we're very cautious with him, but we let him live his life. We let him experience all the amazing things of life.
Heaven was a tear, it'd be my last one.
Of playing in the mud, of getting rained on, of being thrown in a pile of leaves.
Don't cry a tear for me now, baby. There comes a time we all must say goodbye.
We let him experience jumping over the cracks in the shopping mall floor and pretending that they're lava.
I ain't afraid to die.
We might not if we didn't know that we need to savor these days.
Yeah, if that's what heaven's made of, you know what? I ain't afraid to die.
His life is and is going to continue to be remembered and remarkable. We got a diagnosis. We got an answer. Entirely because the metabolics team did not stop looking.